This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, October 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Meat industry slams DGAC recommendations. Possible McDonald's E. coli outbreak probed. And Mississippi river levels down again. Expert panel finalizes dietary advice. The meat industry is furious with the conclusions of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. Panel of experts draft report is recommending the 2025 to 2030 guidelines emphasize the consumption of fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts, and seafood while limiting consumptions of red or processed meats, refined grains, foods high in saturated fats, and salty snacks. Juliana Potts, president and CEO of the Meat Institute, calls the recommendations alarming, disappointing, and a contradictory to the committee's other findings about nutritional deficiencies. The committee also recommends offsetting an increase in bean, pea, and lentil consumption by eating fewer potatoes. For more on the dietary guidelines, you can read our weekly newsletter out today. McDonald's ingredient possibly linked to E. coli outbreak. Federal agencies are working to confirm if an ingredient used in McDonald's quarter pounders is the source of an ongoing E. coli outbreak. So far, 49 people across 10 states have reported illnesses and 10 have been hospitalized. One person has died in connection to the outbreak. Most people have reported eating a quarter pounder before becoming sick, but it's unclear which specific ingredient is responsible. That according to the Centers for Disease Control, FDA, and the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. McDonald's in the affected states have stopped using the beef patties and sliced onions or have made the quarter pounder unavailable entirely. Preliminary traceback and distribution data found that the slivered onion served on the burgers is the likely source. FDA has been working to confirm this while FSIS examines if the ground beef is a source. Listeria recalls continue. Treehouse Foods, Inc. has voluntarily recalled some of its frozen waffle products due to a potential listeria contamination discovered through routine testing at the manufacturing facility. There have been no confirmed reports of illness linked to the product. Still, they were shipped throughout the U.S. and Canada and are sold at Walmart, Target, Harris, Teeter, Publix, and other large grocers. More companies have also recalled products that contain ready-to-eat meat and poultry products supplied by Bruce Pack. The supplier recalled over 11.7 million pounds of product due to potential listeria contamination. Some of these were distributed to over 150 schools across the U.S. By the way, a food safety law firm has filed 3 wrongful death complaints against Boar's Head over the listeria outbreak tied to some of the company's products. The company recalled over 7.2 million pounds of product and later temporarily shut down its Jarrett, Virginia plant after it was linked to listeria. The lawsuits seek compensation for the families of 3 individuals who died after reportedly eating Boar's Head liverwurst products that, according to the documents. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
This is AgriPulse Daybreak. Shippers face third year of low Mississippi River water levels during harvest. Despite heavy rains from recent hurricanes, water levels throughout the Mississippi River are once again slowing down harvest season grain barges. while water levels at Memphis spiked by more than 15 feet as the remnants of Hurricane Helene passed through the area, they have quickly returned to previous lows, according to Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhoek. Steenhoek says barges are seeing, quote, several feet of draft restrictions in certain parts of the river. Steenhoek says for each foot of draft reduction, barges are loaded with 7,000 fewer bushels of soybeans. Tow sizes are being reduced by 30% or more in some sections of the river, he added. At a time in which soybean exports are confronted with numerous challenges, it is our hope that our supply chain can encourage profitability rather than be one further impediment, Steenhoek says. Unfortunately, we continue to experience numerous supply chain challenges. Spirits Group decries Trump tariff proposals. Ag groups aren't the only ones worried about a 10 to 20% across-the-board tariffs promised by former President Donald Trump. He argues the duties would force companies to shift their production to the U.S. That doesn't work for all products. The Distilled Spirits Council of the U.S. said in a statement to AgriPulse about Trump's proposal. Many types of spirits, such as bourbon or cognac, are recognized as distinctive products by the U.S. and our trading partners. That, according to Robert Merriam, the group's senior vice president of international trade policy and market access, they are not interchangeable products, and their production cannot be moved outside their designated country. In addition, Marion says, U.S. tariffs on imported spirits will result in our key export markets imposing more retaliatory tariffs on American spirit exports, reducing American spirits exports, and decreasing the grain purchase from U.S. farmers. In 2023, the U.S. spirit sector used 2.8 billion pounds of grains, up over 121% over the last decade. Alan Wolf, a trade expert interviewed by AgriPulse for a story in this week's newsletter, used French wine to make the same point. The wine producers of Bordeaux are not going to say we're all going to Napa, he said. DCPA canceled by EPA. EPA has officially canceled the herbicide Dactyl, also known as DCPA, because of its effects on unborn babies. Unborn babies whose pregnant mothers are exposed to DCPA from handling, entering, or working in areas where DCPA has already been applied could experience changes to fetal thyroid hormone levels, EPA says. These changes are generally linked to low birth weight, impaired brain development, decreased IQ, and impaired motor skills later in life, some of which may be irreversible. In August, EPA used its emergency suspension authority for the first time in nearly 40 years to halt sales of DCPA. After that, manufacturer AMVAC said it would voluntarily cancel the remaining pesticide products containing DCPA in the U.S. BASF releases next generation of Liberty. The latest Liberty herbicide from BASF has received EPA approval and can now be used pending state approvals, the company said. In research trials, Liberty Ultra herbicide has demonstrated 20% superior weed control and won 9 out of 10 head-to-head comparisons against glufosinate generics, BASF said. BASF says, the powerful new post-knockdown solution is effective on both broadleaves and grasses and is available for use on glufosinate-enabled soybean, cotton, corn, and canola acres. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, October 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.